Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody! All right, we got a spectacular show today for you. So much good stuff to talk about. We can't get to any of that until we say what's up to our crew there in Atlanta. What's up, everybody? Now you can see, Lenny's look there. Portia's out, Gary's out, but no fear. Eva Marcille is sitting in, so we always love when Eva's here. Hey, Eva.
Huh? Hey.
I thought you were going to say something else. Sorry, I pitched my
tent. It's all good. Also, so there's a party in Atlanta. There's also a party here because we have our very good friend Chewy Martinez.
Hey! Chewy.
And I'm a little bit jealous because later in the show, Chewy sat down with Octavia Spencer to talk about her new movie, Ma, which looks terrifying.
Nice. It's amazing.
And we're going to go thirst trapping with Gabrielle Union, Dwayne Wade, Britney Spears, and many, many more stars. Wait till you see these pictures. Amazing. Yes. But first, Frank, what you got?
Well, last week we learned that Adam Levine is saying goodbye to The Voice after 16 seasons, and fans were shocked.
Really?
But now we are shocked of what we just learned, that he's not only walking away from The Voice, he's walking away from $30 million. Yes, apparently, according to The Hollywood Reporter, he signed on for two more seasons before the announcement that he was going to leave. So for season 17 and 18 that are coming up, he, I guess, signed for a little, like 14 plus for each season. So that's close to $30 million.
Right.
Just walk away.
I mean, how bad is it? I mean, I'm thinking of the worst kind of job to do. The worst thing you could do, I go, I'd do it for $30 million. But how bad could it be at The Voice? And he's like, I can't do it.
So the judge is coming back. Yeah, Kelly Clarkson and John Legend and
nice.
Blake Shelton, of course, coming back.
That's good.
And to fill the seat for Adam is going to be Gwen Stefani. Who's been a judge before, and she's also dating Blake.
That's where they got together.
I love it. So she's taking
I hopped up the Brat. I think Brat will be dope on the Voice.
No.
Yeah, you know. I would sit there and push the button and spin in my chair and pitch it out to my team for $30 million.
You would be amazing on the Voice.
I would take 20.
I would take two.
Hey, well, Kate McKinnon is famous for her Saturday Night Live impressions, and Billy Eichner is known for his show Billy on the Street. And these two decided to prank New Yorkers into believing that they were meeting and talking to actress Reese Witherspoon. And one particular man actually fell for it. Take a look.
Hey guys, it's Billy, and I'm out here today, and it's one of the biggest days we've ever had on Billy on the Street, because joining us for the first time is one of my favorite actresses and yours, from Legally Blonde to Big Little Lies to one of my personal favorites, Election. Please welcome to Billy on the Street for the first time, Academy Award winner, Reese Witherspoon! How are you, Reese?
I'm good. How are you?
Thank you so much for being here.
This is exciting. I've never done Man on the Street segment before.
Yes, exciting, isn't it? Reese Witherspoon does it.
Reese Witherspoon.
Yes.
Reese, how are you?
Yes.
You and I have Mary Kay and Nancy Myers in common. We were at Nancy Myers' daughter's film.
Nancy Myers, the director.
Sheila's husband.
My God, yes. Nancy Myers' daughter directed Home Again with Reese.
So we live in the Chelsea Hotel.
Oh my God.
It's a family reunion.
Isn't that incredible?
Wow.
So. Come to dinner, my love.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Next time you're in town.
Oh, wonderful.
I can't believe I'm getting an invitation to the Chelsea Hotel.
We built Charles James, the designer, who is the baby.
Oh, how wonderful. Oh, wonderful.
That end is so great because every girl needs that guy friend who, like, you're being bothered by somebody at a bar and he goes, great, great, and just scoops her, just wraps you and just walks
yes. you away.
It's especially like, when your girlfriend gives you that look like, help me.
Yeah, he went from like a confused old guy to a really creepy guy.
Yes, okay. Why not come to dinner, my love?
Yeah, we're at three.
At a hotel.
At a hotel.
At the hotel.
Right here. Right.
Yeah, come on up.
He's on seventh floor.
Yeah. Let me give you my key card here.
Can you imagine the family expecting to see Reese Witherspoon and then she walks in? They would kick his ass. Like, I took off work to be here to see Reese Witherspoon. That is not Reese Witherspoon.
Are you?
Like,
who are you? Well,
of course it's Reese Witherspoon. Oh, my God. It's Kate McKinnon.
It's Friday, and I'm feeling a little parched, so I think it's time for
Best Trapping with the Stars.
All right, so this is a guy we have not talked about in a while here on Dish Nation, but we definitely need to talk about Tim McGraw because, singer, country singer Tim McGraw and his wife were down in the Bahamas because they own an island there. he posted this picture with the caption, "Yellowfin grouper, first one, 36 feet down, pole spear, free dive." So let's weigh in on it. Is Tim McGraw thirst trapping?
No, he just looks good.
I think his wife probably took the picture, and there's a fish in the picture, so he's definitely just doing what every fisherman does, which is holding up the catch.
Yeah. Towards the camera and you're behind, so it looks even bigger.
Yeah, it makes sure
he looks
smaller.
Good.
That joint looks prehistoric.
Great.
I'm gonna say no. Who else has someone that they want to talk about?
Yeah, I don't think he's thirst trapping. I feel like he's really proud of his fish.
I'll say no.
All right,
up next we got my girl Britney Spears. Hey. Not letting her problems stop her from having a nice pool session riding a peacock. She just captioned the picture with three little sunflowers. Boom, boom, boom.
Britney. I'm inflating one of them pool toys in my pants right now.
You wish.
Is Britney thirst trapping, y'all?
I would have to say so. I feel like anytime she posts something, it's like to get like the attention and get things.
No, but I think this looks like a very candid shot to me. She's not posing for this.
Honey, she practiced this pose. Britney. This is angles, get the sunshine.
Because
had the thing been turned the other way, it would have been shade. The sun would have been, hitting her right. Like, she is posed. She's got the arch in her back. The toe connection around the front.
Honey, that took effort.
Thirst trapping.
I really wish that she would have like ruined the whole thing with a miscaption. I'm rising like a phoenix, y'all.
Everybody would have been like, that's a peacock.
I say no thirst trapping here.
Thirst trapping.
I say, Britney, you keep thirst trapping us. I love you.
All right, y'all, it's time to bring in the melanin. Dwayne Wade is on vacation in Greece, and he Instagrammed this hot shot, and he captioned it, "This is not an ad. This is me. This is my life."
Because he could have been fully submerged in the water. He's trying to show you some print.
Submerged.
He's showing us some print.
I just got one question. Put his picture next to the game's picture.
Don't.
Can you do
game
that?
Over.
And we don't have to say anything else. We can move on to the next story.
No thirst trap. That's a mouse trap.
Eva's not having it.
All right, we'll continue on what they're calling the Wade World Tour 2019. Dwayne's wife, Gabrielle Union, posted three over-the-shoulder shots smiling to serious with the caption, 46, black love. Photo by Dwayne Wade as per the prenup.
See, that's kind of funny. She looks amazing. I don't think it's thirst trapping. I don't. She's smiling at her husband. You know, like looking back. He's like, babe. She turns around. Wow.
But here's the thing with Gabrielle Union. I think it's involuntary thirst trapping because every picture she takes, you get a little bit thirsty.
Absolutely.
I just feel like when she gets up, there's going to be a lot of sand in her hoo-ha. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And finally, possibly the thirstiest of all is Ansel Elgort. The actor shared not one, not even three, but 17 selfies.
Wow.
I don't even need to see the pictures that's thirst trapping.
Each picture was a separate post. They were all shared in a span of just 10 minutes, and none of them had captions. And later on, he followed them up by posting the trailer for his upcoming movie, The Goldfinch.
Oh, wait, so he didn't even do one Instagram post where you do multiple pictures and you can swipe to see?
No.
He did each separate post?
Right.
If I posted 17 pictures, my friends would text me, "You okay, bro?
Yeah, should we come over?
Sure, you good?
Yeah.
What's going on?"
And these pictures, it looks like, he's asking, "So which picture should I use for my Tinder?"
Right.
And he did it for so long. Like, the first pictures, he's fresh out the shower. By the last picture, his hair is
dry.
Did he put product in it? Product
so
free.
True.
It's fluffy puffy.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so is it thirst trapping or not?
It's thirst trapping.
Yes.
100%.
Yeah,
I think
17.
We all agree on this one, which is rare.
Well, guys, up next, Harrison Ford doesn't want anyone else to play the iconic character that he made famous. Find out why after the break. Dish
Nation. Hey, Crack, now you know who can be really scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Yo, you know any of our viewers need to worry about the IRS.
And why is that?
Listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
Yup. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Ooh, child, I feel relieved already.
Right, so all our viewers see what new programs you qualify for. This is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Give it to them one more time here, Craig.
Okay, I got y'all. It's 1-800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 1-800-506-5803.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Heidi and Frank, I have the absolute honor to hang out with Academy Award winner.
You too.
I love you guys. Yeah. But Academy Award winner Octavia Spencer.
That is better.
To talk about her new movie, Ma, and I was hanging out with her and the cast, and it was a hoot.
That movie, by the way, looks scary as hell.
It's good. She has some screws loose.
Yeah, yeah.
There's great music, lots of dancing, lots of booze.
All right.
And lots of teenagers doing things they shouldn't be doing.
Well, let's take a look at Chewie with Octavia Spencer.
You have a boyfriend.
Man of dogs.
There's something off about Ma.
Seriously?
She's homeless.
And her basement's pretty much the best drinking spot in town.
We can't go up there.
What was it about Ma that kind of like pulled you in? You know, are you not telling us everything about yourself, or is it?
What I loved about her is that she was very relatable. At some point in all of our lives, we all know what it feels like to be the odd man out.
Right, right, right.
So I was drawn to her.
Who would be like the perfect sidekick for Ma? Would it be like a Hannibal Lecter? Would it be a Freddy Krueger? Would it be a Jason? Because Ma's kind of like in this universe now.
Hannibal Lecter. Oof. I just come up against Ma. How awesome would that be?
That'd be lit.
He would just try to smoke her, you know, as like a turkey. And eat.
Yeah. And how was it being like a regular mom, but like a cool mom?
Yeah, well, I'm like a cool mom.
I loved that they were friends. Yeah. It's not, there's a friendship, but she's navigating discipline and freedom and all the themes that moms have to with a young adult.
What do you want like younger generations to kind of take away from this film when they watch it? Is there something that something they could learn?
Well, first of all, social media, you gotta be real careful about what you're posting, how much you're posting, and like, who are you posting this for?
Right.
Is it for yourself? Is it for that boy who's ghosting you? Right. I'm guilty. Okay. Is it for...
There's traffic, all right. You know? How is social media kind of like taking over everything? It's like for the negative, for the bad. Yeah. Why is it like...
I don't know.
It's scary.
Yeah.
I delete my Instagram like once a week, honestly.
Really? Yeah, I really do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we should all try
And
that.
I think you see it in the movie, like the way it impacts Sue-Ann and like her FOMO and like how it and connects people, but also can destroy, you know, relationships. So.
Yeah,
and how they
can
put relationships that don't need to be together. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But you guys were amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is the most fun I've had in a long time.
Make sure to check out Ma. It's in theaters now. We'll have more Dish Nation after the break. Don't go nowhere. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. And we all know Jonathan and Drew Scott from HGTV Property Brothers. They're twin brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, so I love them.
I love their show, too. They just turned 41 years old. Now, Drew, one of the brothers, is recently married. He was in a long-term relationship. But Jonathan Scott made kind of an unusual declaration for a man, I think. He says that he wants to be a dad by the age of 45.
Okay.
He told People Magazine this. Quote, I have said to myself that if I don't find the right person, I think I would probably adopt on my own because I think I would be a great dad.
Aww.
So he's saying,
that's arrogant.
He's saying, why is it arrogant? Why is it arrogant?
I think I'd be a great dad.
What's wrong with saying that?
Being a dad, it is hard to do. I mean, I didn't even want both mine. I don't want mine. He'd have mine.
That's the difference.
That's the difference.
Frank,
the older one or the younger one?
You want to be a parent. You're one by default.
Since we got Chewy, who's not a married man yet, no kids, none that you know of.
Damn, Chewy, you're rare.
Can you sit here today on Dish Nation and say you want children?
I want children now. Absolutely. I'm ready financially. I'm ready mentally. Like, I'm ready to be a dad and have babies. Physically, I'm ready. I take my ginseng every morning. I'm ready.
You know what? They have so much money. They're so successful. Right. I think he's worth $500 million.
Who's worth $500 million?
These guys are enormously loved.
Chewy, you'll be his real baby estate. Daddy.
I know.
Hell yeah.
I'll be like, I got eggs. Let's do it.
I'll give you some seeds.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.